Hi, I'm Sheree Barnes, and you can find me at Instagram.com/author_Sheree B or on Facebook.com/authoressSheree Barnes. I am your host of the Healing Group Community Podcast. I am an author, a speaker, and a child of God. This episode is sponsored by the Healing Group Community LLC, where we offer counseling, coaching, mentoring, and consulting. To schedule an appointment today, visit www.SheereeBarnesAuthor.com/coaching-packages/. Today we have Mrs. Michelle McKinney, a clinician, woman of God, and mental health advocate on the Healing Group Community Podcast. Welcome to our show. As you know, the podcast is about inspiration, encouragement, and overcoming obstacles in dealing with grief. As you're aware, Michelle, in our current events, there was a mass shooting at Mercy Hospital just the other day. What is your take on this as a former emergency room mental health worker? And what can be done in the aftermath to help others in this time of need? Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. This was very tragic. It brought me back to the days in the emergency room where we saw all of that fast-paced situation. We had to shut down units at times. I didn't realize how this event was so close to me. Just today, one of my coworkers told me she actually knew the shooter. I also talked to someone that indicated that the shooter's ex-wife works with her. I say we need to be in prayer for her family. We need to be in prayer for the children that have heard about this. Children that witness violence need to be in prayer of the family of the police officers. Mental health is real. We've heard a lot about his history. I always say we need to reach out. If we close our eyes to situations, it doesn't help. We hear history of things that are happening. We need to reach out. I always say prayer. Prayer is the key.
In the aftermath of this, we're going into Thanksgiving, or actually on tomorrow. And so there are some people who won't be going home or who won't be traveling to be with family on Thanksgiving in lieu of this current event. But people who have not continued on in this journey we call life since the beginning of this year, can you offer us a few strategies or tips to help someone deal with this time?
I believe healing is almost like a recipe. You take a lot of pieces from a lot of different sources, and you put it all together. What works for one person, you can grab just a piece of that. What somebody else says, you can grab a piece of that. We talk about actual doing things. Some people say journaling is good. It's not good for some. Some may just listen to music. Some individuals like counseling and are open to speaking to someone. Other people are not. I say pray. Pray for God to reveal someone you can trust. During a journey of grief and loss, trauma, you do need someone that you can trust to be able to share. We have all experienced times in our life where someone may have done something that causes us to change our trust in people. This is not the time where someone needs to be isolated. That does not help.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you said not isolating yourself, to be around people who can help you and support you in this journey. If it's counseling, seek counseling. If it's listening to music, listen to music and get into a better place. And reading, which helps to stimulate your mind. Am I correct?
Correct. One of the biggest things is allowing each individual to have permission to personalize their time. I was speaking to a woman just the other day. She told me during the holidays, she becomes very frustrated and angry. She's lost her mother. She gets angry when people around her tells her she should feel like this or she should get over it. I told her, this is your journey. No one can tell you how you are supposed to walk this. And that's what I mean when I say permission to personalize it in your time. What works for one person is not going to work for everyone. I may say one piece of something that'll help somebody, and they'll take something from someone else, and they'll read something in something else, and it all comes together. It changes daily. For someone that does not like to read, maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's swimming. Maybe it's riding a bike. Maybe it's boxing. Everyone has to take a pause and figure out what their journey looks like. It will not look like anyone else's.
Thank you for sharing those tips. They are so needed during this holiday season. Michelle, tell us how we can find you and connect with you.
Well, I have my blog, which is Dior Woman, www.DERORwoman.net. I'm on Instagram, DW20188.
Thank you.
And then
you
I'm on Facebook, Michelle McKinney.
Okay. So you have www.DORwoman.net. Instagram at DW20188 and on Facebook at Michelle McKinney.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for visiting the Healing Group Community Podcast. Thank you for sharing the tips and some strategies that would help someone not only deal with the tragic of the mass shooting we had at Mercy Hospital, but they can take these tips and strategies and use them to help in their grief and loss journey along the way. We appreciate you visiting the Healing Group Community Podcast, and we look forward to more from you as a clinician, a mental health worker, and a woman of God. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.